Maybe, instead of worrying about the UCLA Big Ten deal, the subject of our previous post, the UC Regents ought to be thinking about what they should do about a Diego Rivera mural that has fallen into their lap. From ABC 7 News, a few months ago, the art community was shocked to find out that the San Francisco Art Institute had closed for financial reasons. The institute's most valuable asset is a mural by Mexico artist Diego Rivera. The question now is what will happen to that mural, one of three by Rivera located in San Francisco. The Making of a Fresco was painted by Diego Rivera in 1931. Its home has always been the San Francisco Art Institute on Chestnut Street. But that same institution, which operated for 150 years, closed in July due to a series of financial hardships. 1 week before they did, conservators had just finished restoring the mural, worth an estimated $50 million. The University of California owns the land and the building and was in a lease agreement with the Art Institute. The mural could be detached and transported to another site, except that last year the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to give it landmark status, which means that legally it cannot be moved. They did this to block the potential sale of the mural.